Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 12, verses 30 through 37. The Reverend Dr. Bill Harmon is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew, the 12th chapter. Whoever is not with me is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good measure, out of his good treasure, brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words, you will be justified, and by your words, you will be condemned. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Greetings to you from your sisters and brothers in Christ throughout the Southeastern District, which includes York, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, Washington, D.C., Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Bristol, Tennessee, where together with you we connect people with Jesus so that lives are transformed and God's kingdom grows. From the text, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. I had decided that I wanted tuna fish for lunch, so I got the can of tuna. I like pickles in my tuna. I got the bowl, the spoon, the fork, the knife, and I went to get the mayonnaise, and lo and behold, no mayonnaise. Where I live in Williamsburg, Virginia, not far from the store, so I thought, I'll just go up to the store because I want to get the mayonnaise. And I live so close that I decided that I would walk. And on my way to the store, of course, I fielded some texts from family and friends, a couple phone calls from pastors in the district. Then I walked into the store, and there was a member of my church. And so we chit-chatted about this and that. And of course, I was happy to receive their opinion of my last sermon there in Williamsburg. And while they were speaking to me, I received a text from my wife. She said, hey, while you're at the store, please pick up some milk. So I put that on my radar. And then, getting the milk, my 20-something-year-old son texted me and said, hey, I hear you at the store. Get me a surprise. So I wrote him back and I said, no. And then I remembered, I need deodorant. So I got the deodorant, went to the checkout, checked out, walked all the way home, opened the can of tuna, cut the pickles, forgot the mayonnaise. I was doing all well-intended things, but ultimately I forgot what I was going there to do. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to us. Not the mayonnaise. Jesus. We get to tell people about Jesus. And yet, you know firsthand, and those of you online as well, and the places that you work and serve, you know as well that there are lots of things that can become a distraction, all well-intended, mostly well-intended, but a distraction to what we're striving to do. You know, emails, texts,
phone calls, Zoom meetings, team meetings, in-person meetings, travel meetings, putting fires out here and other fires there, fielding phone calls from seven different pastors from seven different places in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, all quoting to you the same scripture passage, telling you we should believe this because this is what the Bible says, and none of them agreeing with each other. You get to help field that. And then, of course, there's social media. Don't get me started on social media. You know, the posts and the blogs and the comments about the comments about the comments. And then we have to spend time in those as well. And all those things build up and ultimately distract us from telling people about Jesus. We get to tell people about the grace of God. About the grace of God revealed to us that even though while we were still sinners, Christ comes to die for us and offers to us the full forgiveness of our sins. We get to tell people about the mercy of God. A God who comes in the flesh to dwell among us. A God who chooses to interact with us even though we are undeserving. Who seeks out the least and the forgotten, the outcast and the unclean. Even a woman at a well where he offers her water where she'll never thirst again. We get to tell people about the sacrifice of God. Who saw the brokenness and destruction of a corrupt world and chose to come himself to pay the price, to hang on a cross, to die our death, so that we might be restored with the Father. We get to tell people about the victory of God. Who overcomes death and the devil and ushers in new life and new hope in his name. We get to tell people about the promises of God poured out upon us in our baptism, revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, assuring us that we will dwell in the courts of the Lord's house forever. We get to tell people about Jesus. And my prayer for you is that your hearts are so full of the grace and the mercy and the sacrifice and the victory and the promises of God, that your hearts are so abundantly full of those promises and that good news that your mouths cannot help but first and foremost and always tell people about Jesus. Amen. Amen. And now may he who is able to do abundantly more, immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus for all generations. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.